Won't you come my way? My self-restraint is crumbling. It's just me, so don't you be afraid.
Don't be afraid, darling. Yes, my sweet love. I know you're there. You cannot run from me, after all. Isn't it you that came to me? Or rather, my shrine? The scent of my perfect loved one. I knew from the first moment I laid eyes on you from the heavens that you would be mine. Did you know every religion has a grain of truth to it? Here in Japan, I am a nine-tailed fox goddess. And I just... had to have you. You came to my shrine wishing to find true love. Yet what you didn't know was that heartfelt wish, that beautiful wish made with a blush on your cheeks and a pure urge to be loved and treated tenderly. Oh, it spoke to me. It moved me. It made me want to rip those clothes off of you and make you mine right there in front of everyone. What's more, you made it possible for me to enter physical form to take you. And here I am. Ah, and there you are. Hey, why are you running? Wait. Oh, you want me to chase you? You are speaking to the predator in me. Oh, my darling, you truly do love me. Here I come. Gotcha. Oh my, that was so fun. And seeing you here, pinned underneath me, oh, it makes me so hot. Ready to mate with you here. Oh, and are those tears of joy? God, you are so sexy. Huh? Why you? Oh, darling. My beloved darling. Don't act so coy. Teasing me isn't nice. You know why? We're married. Honey, you... don't remember? How you proposed to me? Married? That special day should have been drilled into your head. Maybe I'll have to use my claws and scratch it into you. Huh? Oh, you were just pretending. Oh, you wanted my sweet voice to recount the tale. Oh, you are the I truly have found my perfect mate. As you wish. The day you came to my shrine, after you prayed here, you noticed some horrid people, defiling one of my fox statues. You sweetly drove them off and helped the priests fix the statue. And then, there it was. A red string flowing in the air as the sun shone while it rained. Otherwise known as a fox's wedding. I watched as you plucked the string from the air and you, my wonderful darling, you tied the string to the fox statue. You tied the red string of fate to my statue during a fox's wedding. That's when I knew we were meant to be together. And because of that one simple act, I was allowed to come into this world and to bring you to mine. There, you will forever be immortal, and we can spend the rest of eternity together. You married me the moment you tied the string to my statue, and during a fox's wedding, no less. That isn't just love. That's true love. You are mine, forever. Which technically means I am fulfilling your wish. Aren't I just the most generous goddess? Oh, he's running again. How sweet. He wants me to capture his heart by force. Oh, look at how he runs for me. Fine. If he wants me to prove my hunting instincts are good enough to feed our future children, then fine. So be it. The hunt begins. I'm coming for you. Oh, look how quickly he moves now. Oh, yes, 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 yes. You will have to be fast to catch prey for me when I'm carrying our young. I see now. He wants me to train him. He's too shy to tell me, I see. I wonder if he likes it rough, too. If he doesn't, he will soon. Once I'm in heat and my pheromones work their magic. Oh, he won't be able to hold back his mating instincts for me. Oh, a school. He must want to check this for our children. Well, I suppose as half human, they will have to attend a school for mortals. But for now, it's time to seek him out. Yes, he's definitely near. Oh, darling, you can't hide from me. I know exactly where you are. Don't be scared. It's only telepathy. Yes. No matter how far you run, no matter where you go, we will always be together. I can smell you, darling. Oh, your musk is intoxicating. If only you would lick me and mark me with your scent. Perhaps once I find you. Ah, there you are. And the school is abandoned, so no one will bother us. Still, let me just lock the door with some magic. There we go. Now, no more running. The test is over. You are mine, and I have sufficiently proven myself a capable huntress. And your speed, my love, is more than adequate enough to catch our prey for when I'm pregnant. So no more tests now. Everything is perfect. I know, I know. Shh. You don't have to speak, my beloved. Come here, shh, come here. It's all right. I know you're scared. I'm a little scared too. I've never been in love before. And this is the first time I have ever truly given my heart to anyone, but yes, I feel it deep in my soul. You are my true love. That's it. Let me hold you here against my soft breasts. Just lay there and breathe. What's that? Oh, you're tired. Well, of course you are. That's from the spell I cast. You must be asleep when crossing between realms. And I can only make love to you in that world. Why? Well, it's quite simple. When a god or goddess marries a mortal, the first time they make love to their mate must be in the spirit world. To turn their mortal mate immortal. If we intertwined our bodies here and now, I would be stuck in this world. I would never be able to return to the spirit world, and you would stay mortal, grow old, and die. You know, I've been alone for so long, so very long. I can't bear it any longer. My heart would break. It's why I'm holding myself back from what I really want. And it's so difficult, my love. I want you so badly. So desperately. I ache for you. But no. I'll hold myself back still. We will make love in the spirit world. And I will never lose you. Never be alone. Never again. Now shh. Sleep, my darling. For when you wake up, you will be home.